Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Hello, everybody. As promised in the last episode, I'm going to insert the Bard Express tutorial that I created. For those that don't know, Bard is a service put out by the National Library Service for United States patrons. So if you are listening outside of the U.S., you can either skip this episode, or if you're curious to know what Bard Express is, you can just continue listening. As a summary, Bard Express is an application that you install on Windows. It allows you to easily search for, download, and navigate the Bard website. And you can copy your books to your SD card or your NLS cartridge. And I will be demonstrating that in the tutorial. So without further ado, here we go and enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this tutorial on the Bard Express application for Windows. My name is Chris Grabowski, and I'm delighted to be the one walking you through this application. For those that don't know, the Bard Express application is an application that is run under Windows. There's no Mac equivalent, so if you are using a Mac, this doesn't pertain to you. Bard Express allows you to easily search for and download books from your computer and copy them to an SD card or an NLS cartridge for use in an authorized NLS book player. In this tutorial, I will first download the Bard app, install it, navigate through the user interface, download some books, and copy them to an SD card, inserting it into the stream, and an NLS cartridge, and inserting that into a Bookport DT. For those that are familiar with the Victor Reader Stream, for example, it's kind of like the Humanware companion. So you install it, you run it, and then you do searches and download your books. I currently have Firefox running, and I will use it to go to the Bard website, sign in, and download Bard Express.
Mozilla Firefox start page.
So I'm gonna press Control-L.
Control-L. Navigation toolbar, toolbar. Search or enter address.
And I'm going to type in
NLSBARD period LOC period GOV.
Press enter.
Enter. Search query edit. Email address edit.
Now I'm at the page where I can sign into my Bard account, and I'm going to do that. Type in my email address.
G.
And I'm going to press tab.
Password, password edit.
And type in my password.
Star, enter, alert, alert. nlsbard.loc.gov. nlsbard.loc.gov. Would you like Firefox?
And I just pressed control and I silenced the speech. And I'm going to tab to close this message. You may or may not get that. That is Firefox prompting me to save the username and password in its little password manager.
Close this message button.
So I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Bard main page.
So now I'm on the Bard main page, and I'm going to press the H key to navigate by heading.
Bard main page heading level 1. Recently added books and magazines heading level 3 link. Most popular books heading level 3 link. Find books heading level 2. Search the collection colon heading level 3. Browse by author's last name colon heading level 3. Browse by book title colon heading level 3. Browse by subject colon heading level 3. Foreign-language collection heading level 3 link. Find music books and music collection heading. Find magazine most recent issues heading level. Magazines by title colon. Additional links heading level 2.
This is the heading that I am interested in. I'm going to hit my down arrow key.
Heading level 3 link my wish list dash. Items you have marked for future reading. Blank. Heading level 3 link my previous downloads dash. A list of items you previously downloaded. Blank. Heading level 3 link update account settings dash. Change account settings including password and blank. Heading level 3 link Bard Express dash.
And this is the one that I am interested in, which is Bard Express. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Bard Express heading level 3 link. Bard Express dash Mozilla Firefox. Bard Express. Page has 2 regions, 8 headings, and 4 links. Bard Express. Heading Level 2 Graphic Bard Express. Heading Level 2 Bard Express. Empty Navigation Region. Main Region. Heading Level 1 Bard Express. Graphic Bard Express Icon. Welcome to the homepage for Bard Express. Here you will find everything you need to know about using Bard Express. Heading Level 2 What is Bard Express? Bard Express provides NLS patrons with an easy way to access Bard. Use Bard Express to browse thousands of audiobooks and magazines. Download them to your Windows Dash-based computer and transfer them to an NLS cartridge. Bard Express simplifies the process by providing a menu-driven interface, reducing the need to memorize a complex set of keyboard commands. What does this mean? Bard Express can be used with as few as 4 keys, while providing advanced functionality for the more adventurous user. Heading Level 2 Documentation. Learn more about Bard Express by checking out the link Frequently Asked Questions, or by browsing the link Bard Express Continuous User Guide, period.
So I just hit the control key to stop the page from reading, but as you can see, you can browse the Frequently Asked Questions. You can even read the Bard Express User's Guide. So I'm just going to down arrow until I get to the file that I want to download.
If you're already running Bard Express, access the help blank. Heading Level 2 How to Get Bard Express. Blank. Link Download Bard Express.
And here it is. Download Bard Express. And I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Main Region. Download Bard Express Link. Mozilla Firefox Read Only. About : Blank. Opening Bard Express Installer 1229.exe Read Only Dialog. You have chosen to open : Bard Express Installer 1229.
So I'm going to press the Tab key to make sure that I am on Save. If you're using Internet Explorer, you may have to go to the navigation bar by pressing Alt-N in order to choose Open or Save. If using Google Chrome, the download will start as soon as you press Enter on the link with no further user interaction. So I'm going to Tab.
Read Only Edit. Save File button.
And I'm going to press Enter on the Save File button.
Enter. Bard Express. Download Bard Express link.
Now I'm going to press Control J within Firefox, and this works within Firefox, Internet Explorer, Google Chrome. It brings you into your list of recent downloads. So it's kind of like a quick way to get to your downloads and you can open them. Internet Explorer and Firefox present this information to you in a list, while Google Chrome loads a web page and then down arrow to find the link that you want and press Enter.
Control J. Library. Extended Select List Box. Not selected Bard Express Installer 1229 left paren 1 right paren do-
And there's Bard Express, and it automatically added left paren 1 right paren because I've already downloaded it on this machine once before. So I'm just going to press the space bar to select it.
Space.
And then I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Open executable file. Read only modal dialog left quote Bard Express installer 1229.
Then it wants to know if I'm absolutely sure, and I am, so I'm going to tab to OK.
Cancel button. Left quote Bard. Don't ask me this again. OK button. Enter. Bard Express installer 1229 left paren 1 right paren dot exe 1.9 mbloc dot gov 940 am open containing folder. 1 of 1. 2%. 100%. Bard Express dash install shield wizard dialog. Preparing to install dot 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 preparing to install dot dot dot. Cancel button. 100%. 100%. Windows installer dialog. Preparing to install dot dot dot. Progress bar read only. 0%. Bard Express dash install shield wizard dialog. Warning : this program is protected by copyright law and international treaties.
And I just hit the control key to silence speech, and I'm going to press tab.
Cancel button. Next greater button.
So I have cancel and next, and I'm just going to press enter on the next button.
Enter. Bard Express dash install shield wizard dialog. I do not accept the terms in the license agreement radio button checked. 1 of 2.
And I'm going to hit the down arrow key to accept.
I accept the terms in the license agreement radio button checked.
And
2 of 2.
Going to press the tab key.
Less back button. Next greater button.
And press enter.
Alt enter. Bard Express dash install shield wizard dialog. The wizard is ready to begin installation. Click Install to begin the installation. Ready to install the program, install shield and install button.
And I am actually on the install button, so I'm just going to press enter.
Enter. Bard Express dash install shield wizard dialog. Install shield step.
Now that sound that you heard was the user account control. I can press Alt Y, I can tab to yes and press enter. And this is under Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 10. If you're installing this under Vista, you might have a continue button instead of a yes button. It all depends, but I do know sometimes the user account control is a little different under Vista.
Do you yes button?
And why? I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Cancel button. 8%. 100%. Cancel button. Bard Express dash install shield wizard dialog. Show the README file. The install shield wizard has successfully installed Bard Express. Click finish to exit the wizard. Launch Bard Express install shield wizard completed. Finish button.
I'm going to press the tab key.
Launch the program checkbox checked.
I do want to do that.
Show the README file checkbox checked.
I don't want to do that, so I'm going to hit the space bar to uncheck that. You may want to do that if you wish.
Space. Not checked.
And then I'm going to tab to finish.
Finish button.
And press enter.
Alt, enter. Bard Express installer 1229 left paren 1 right paren dot exe 1.9 mbloc.gov 940am open containing folder.
For whatever reason, the Bard Express application is open, but it didn't gain focus, so I'm going to press Alt Tab until I get to it.
Bard Express dash Mozilla Firefox. Bard Express dash Bard login. Welcome to Bard Express. Enter your email address and password to begin. Press Tab to move to the email field.
And I'm going to press the Tab key.
Enter your email address here, then press the Tab key.
And I'm going to type in my email address and press Tab.
Enter your password here, then press the Enter key.
I'm going to type in my password and press Enter.
Star, star, enter. Logging in dot 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 read only edit. Logging in dot dot dot. Login successful. Welcome to Bard. Press Tab and Shift dash Tab to move through the main menu. Press F1 for help in any view. Read only login successful. Welcome to Bard. Press Tab and Shift dash Tab to move through the main menu.
So I just pressed the Control key to silence the speech, and then I'm going to Tab.
Read only login successful. Close button.
I'm going to press Enter on the Close button to dismiss this alert, and then I'm going to Tab or Shift Tab so that we can wander around the main Bard Express window.
Enter. Bookshelf Control B button.
So we land on the Bookshelf button. This is the bookshelf or books that you have downloaded to your computer.
Wishlist Control W button.
There's your wish list.
Recently added books and magazines Control R button. Most popular books Control D button.
As you can see, you can do Control R for recently added books, or you can press Control D for the most popular books.
Browse by subject Control J button.
We can browse by subject, and again, if you don't remember these keystrokes, you can just do what I'm doing, which is tabbing through the dialog box.
Browse by series Control G button. Browse magazines Control I button. Search barred Control S button. Preferences Control P button. Manage devices button. Main menu press F1 for help read only edit. Bookshelf Control B button. Wishlist Control W button.
I'm going to go to most popular books.
Most popular books Control D button.
And I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Loading subjects dot 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 read only edit. Loading subjects dot dot dot. Most popular books Control D button. Loading most popular books read only edit. Loading most popular books. Loaded most popopular books : items 1 to 50 read only edit. Loaded most popular books : items 1 to 50. Button. Most popular books press F1 for help list view. The Whistler : a novel Grisham John. 1 of 50.
So we are on the list of the first 50 most popular books. And you can tab and shift tab through this dialog box. You can press Alt N for the next 50 or Alt P for the previous 50. And I'm going to hit the down arrow key.
No Man's Land, Baldacci David. The Wrong Side of Goodbye, Connolly Michael. Night School: a Jack Reacher novel, Child Lee. Missing: a private novel, Patterson James / Fox Catherine.
If I wanted more information about this book, I can just press Enter.
Enter. Back to main menu button.
I am now just going to press Tab to move through the information contained within this dialog box.
Title: Read Only Edit. Missing: a private novel. Read Only Patterson James. Patterson James Link. Read Only Fox Catherine. Fox Catherine Link.
So these are the authors, and it looks like they're linked so that you can link to other books by these individuals.
Subject: Read Only Edit. Suspense Fiction. Annotation: Read Only Edit. Craig Gisto promises Eliza Moss that his elite private Sydney team will investigate the disappearance of her father. After all, as the CEO of a high-profile research company, Eric Moss shouldn't be difficult to find. Except it's not just Eric himself, Dad.
And I just pressed the control key to silence the speech, and all I did to get that to read was just tab to it.
Read only private. Private link. Narrator: Read only edit. Daniel LePain. Reading time: Read only edit. 6 hours 30 minutes. Bard ID: Read only edit. DB 85772. Download button. Alt plus D.
And say I want to download that. I'm going to press Enter on the download button. After reading the synopsis of the book, I could have just pressed Alt D at that point to start the download.
Enter. There is now one item downloading. Read only edit. There is now one item downloading. 0%. Most popular books. Press F1 for help list view. Missing: a private novel, Patterson James / Fox Catherine. 5 of 50.
It closed the book details dialog that I was in and brought me back to the list of most popular books.
Add to wish list button. Alt plus W.
So if I know I wanted to add this to my wish list, I could do that.
Download button. Alt plus D.
And there's another download button. If we knew exactly that we wanted to download that book without reading the book details, we could just start the download from that list.
Book details button. Alt plus B.
And there's the book details. We can press Alt B, which is where we just were before we started the download.
Sort order button. Alt plus S.
We could change the sort order, and we will do that a little bit later.
Back to main menu button.
And we can go back to the main menu. Let's go back to the list of books.
Most popular books. Press F1. Subject filter dot. Most popular books. Press F1 for help. Read only edit. Subject. Next page button. Showing item 1 to 50 - page 1 of 10 - no subject filter. Read only edit. Most popular books. Press F1 for help list view. Missing: a private novel.
So as you can see, we are in the first 50 results, and there are 10 pages. And again, we can use Alt N for next page or Alt P for previous page if we wanted to switch between them. Let's use the down arrow key just to explore some more books.
Odessa C. Kussler Clive / Kussler Dirk. Somebody I Used to Know, Bell David. Before the Fall, Holly Noah.
And if I wanted to go to the next page, I would just shift tab.
Showing item, next page button.
Press enter.
Alt plus N, enter. Loading most popular books, page 2 of 10, read only edit. Loading most popular books, page 2 of 10.
And of course, it's going out and it's loading the next page.
Loaded most popular books, items 51 to 100, read only edit. Loaded most popular books, items 51 to 100. Most popular books. Press F1 for help list view. 3 for the chair, a Nero Wolf mystery, Stout Rex. 1 of 50. Bittersweet Albert Susan Wittig. More Than Human Sturgeon Theodore. The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo Schumer Amy. Betty Crocker's Cookbook Crocker Betty.
And I can hit Alt N to go to the next page.
Alt N. Loading most popular books, page 3 of 10, read only edit. Loading most popular books, page 3 of 10.
And it takes a little bit of time to go out and get the data and present it to you in this nice list.
Loaded most popular books, items 101 to 150, read only edit.
So I'm going to press Shift Tab.
showing item 101, next page button, previous page button, Alt plus P.
And there's previous page, I wanted to show you that, so if you wanted to go to, say, page 2 of 10 or page 1 of 10, you would press Alt P from the list. So it'd be Alt P or Alt N for previous and next pages.
Subject filter dot 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 button.
And I just shift tabbed to subject filter. Let's press enter on that.
Enter. 114 of 114 subjects are selected. Left paren 43 subjects available. Right paren read only edit. 114 of 114 subjects are selected. Left paren 43 subjects available. Right paren.
And I'm going to press the tab key.
Check all button.
And there's a check all button.
Uncheck all button. Not checked, only show available subjects checkbox. Subject list, list view. Checked, not selected, adventure.
And here's
one of 100.
Here's the list of all subjects. You can check or uncheck. So if you're not interested in an adventure, you could uncheck it. I'm going to hit the down arrow key.
Checked animals and wildlife. Checked Arabic. Checked arts. Checked astronomy and checked band music.
So let's say I'm not interested in that one. I just hit the space bar.
Space. Not checked.
So now it won't show me any subjects relating to that specific subject that I unchecked. I'm going to check it.
Space. Checked. Checked bestsellers.
And by default, everything is checked. So I'm just going to tab through.
OK button.
And there's an OK
button.
All
plus O.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Subject filter dot 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 button. Showing item 1 to 50 dash page 1 of 10 dash no subject filter read only edit. Showing item 1.
So as you can see, it said no subject filter, which means I'm showing all subjects. If I want to go back to the main menu, I can do that with Control M.
Control M. Back to main menu button. Main menu, press F1 for help, read only edit. Main menu.
And I'm going to press Control S to do a search.
Control S. Type your search term and press enter to search. Edit.
And I'm going to type in Star Wars. So let's see what they have for Star Wars.
S. A. R. Space. A. S.
And press enter.
Enter. Searching for quote Star Wars quote read only edit. Searching for quote Star Wars quote. Loaded search barred colon Star Wars items 1 to 50 read only edit. Loaded search barred colon Star Wars items 1 to 50. Search barred, press F1 for help, list view. Star Wars colon From the Adventures of Luke Skywalker colon a novel Lucas George. 1 of 50.
So as you can see, there are 50 search results, and like we did with the most popular books, we're just going to press the tab key and see what we have.
Add to wish list button. Alt plus W. Download button. Alt plus D. Book details button. Sort order button. Alt plus S. Back to main menu button. Search barred, press F1 for help, read only edit. Search barred.
So let's press Alt S as in sort order and see what options we have.
Alt S. Sort by most relevant button.
So we have most relevant, and I'm going to tab.
Sort by title button.
Title.
Sort by author button.
And author. Let's say I wanted to group all the authors for Star Wars. I'm going to press space.
Space. Search barred, press F1 for help, list view. Star Wars Tales colon Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina semicolon Tales of the Bounty Hunters semicolon Tales from Jabba's Palace Anderson Kevin J. 1 of 50.
So now, if I am correct, it's going to sort all of Kevin J. Anderson's books in one group and then move on to the next author.
Beware the Power of the Dark Side. Colon Star Wars colon Return of the Jedi Engelberger Tom. World Wrestling Entertainment presents Controversy Creates Cash Bischoff Eric / Roberts Jeremy / World Wrestling Entertainment Inc. Claiming the Heavens colon The New York Times Complete Guide to the Star Wars Debate Buffet Philip M.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what it did at that point. Let's try that again. Alt S.
Alt S. Sort by author button.
And I'm on sort by author, so I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Search barred, press F1 for help, list view. Star Wars Tales colon Tales from the Mos Eisley.
And there's Kevin Anderson's book.
Beware the Power of the Dark Side. World Wrestling Entertainment, claiming the Heavens, the New, the Princess, the Scoundrel, and the Farm Boy, Star Wars, A New Hope, Bracken Alexandra. Star Wars, Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, Brooks Terry / Lucas George. Silver Tower, Brown Dale. The Great Starship Race, Carrie Diane. Honor Among Thieves, Star Wars, Corey James S. A. Star Wars, The Han Solo Adventures, Han Solo at Stars End, Han Solo's Revenge, Han Solo and the Lost Legacy Daily, Brian.
Okay, it is sorting them by author. I know Kevin J. Anderson has a lot more books than is showing on this list, so perhaps they're on the next page. So let's hit Alt-N.
Alt-N. Search results for quote Star Wars quote page 2 of 3 read only edit. Search results for quote Star Wars quote page 2 of 3. Loaded search barred : Star Wars items 51-100 read only edit. Loaded search barred : Star Wars items 51-100. Search barred. Jedi search Anderson Kevin J.
There's Kevin J. Anderson.
Champions of the Force Anderson Kevin J. The Strange Case of Origami Yoda Engelberger Tom.
So that's what it's doing. It's sorting them by page. It's not giving us every book by Kevin J. Anderson on the first page. It's only doing it per page.
Champions of the Force Anderson Kevin J.
Let's say I want to read that book again. I'm going to press Alt-D to start the download.
Alt-D. There is now one item downloading. Read only edit. There is now one item downloading. 0%. Search barred, press F1 for help list view. 100%. Downloads are complete, read only edit. Downloads are complete. Search barred, press F1 for help list view.
Now let's go back to the main menu with Control M.
Control M. Back to main menu button. Main menu, press F1 for help read only edit. Main menu.
Now let's tab through until we get to magazines, and let's see what the magazines is like.
Bookshelf Control B button. Wish list Control W button. Recently added books and magazines Control R button. Most popular books Control D button. Browse by subject Control J button. Browse by series Control G button. Browse magazines Control I button.
And I'm going to press Enter, or I could have just pressed Control I.
Enter. List view. AARP magazine and bulletin left paren audio right paren. 1 of 69. American Heritage left paren audio right paren. American History left paren audio right paren.
If I press enter on this magazine, I will get a list of issues with the most recent first. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Loading browse magazines : American History left paren audio right paren read only edit. Add to wish list button.
And I can add to my wish list, and I'm just tabbing through again.
Download button. Book details button. Alt plus B. Sort order button. Back to browse magazines button. Browse magazines : American History left paren audio right. Browse browse showing item 1-23 dash page 1 of 1 read only edit.
I'm just tabbing through.
Browse magazines : American History left paren audio right paren press F1 for help list view. American History left paren February 2017 right paren. 1 of 23.
It's giving us all the issues for American History.
American History left paren December 2016 right paren. American History left paren October 2016 right paren. American History left paren August 2016 right paren.
Let's say I wanted to download that one. I can just tab to the download button.
Add to wish download button. Enter. There is now one item downloading. Read only edit. There is now one item downloading. 0%. Browse magazines : American. Browse magazines :
So now we're going to go back to the main menu by using Control M.
Control M. Back to main menu button. Main menu, press F1 for help.
Now we're on the main menu, and I'm going to press Control B as in boy to go to the bookshelf. And these are books that I have downloaded. So I'm going to press Control B.
Control B. Bookshelf organized by type list view. All books and magazines 3. 1 of 5. Back to main menu button. Bookshelf, press F1 for help read only edit. Bookshelf.
I'm just tabbing through.
Organize by : combo box. Type. Bookshelf organized by type list view. All books and magazines 3. 1 of 5.
Now that I'm on the list of books and magazines in my bookshelf, I'm just going to use the up and down arrow keys to explore.
Audiobooks 2. Audio magazines 1.
And there are my three things that I downloaded.
Read items 0. Unread items 3.
So I'm going to go up.
Read items 0. Audio magazines 1. Audiobooks 2.
And I'm going to press enter.
Enter. List view. 1 of 2. Missing colon a private novel Patterson James slash.
And I just hit the down arrow key and there's missing.
Champions of the Force Anderson Kevin J.
And there's Champions of the Force. I'm going to send this book to my SD card for my Victor Reader stream. And I'm going to insert the SD card into the SD card slot of my computer.
New notification from autoplay SDH.
And there it is. Now I'm going to press tab.
Copy to cartridge button. Alt plus C.
And I'm going to press the space bar.
Space. One book selected to copy. 94.6 MB of space required. Read only edit. One book selected to copy. 94.6 MB of space required.
That's really nice that it tells you how much space is required, and we haven't actually done the copy yet, so I'm going to tab.
Pick a destination USB device colon list view. Not selected H colon backslash SDHC card 5.7 GB 3 books on drive. 1 of 1.
And it knows that I have 3 barred books on my drive, so I'm going to hit the space bar to select that. If you had multiple things connected, it would allow you to select the other USB device, the other card, the other NLS cartridge, what have you.
Not checked. Delete existing books from drive before copy checkbox. Alt plus D.
Now, if you read the books, you can check this and it will allow you to delete books that you have read on your card. Let's just do that right now. I'm going to hit the space bar.
Space. Checked.
And then I'm going to tab.
OK button.
So when I press OK, we'll see what happens.
Alt enter. The checked items below will be deleted from drive H colon backslash. Deselect the items that you wish to remain on the drive. Read only edit. The checked items below will be deleted. The checked items below will be deleted from drive H colon backslash. The checked items.
And I'm just in a read only edit box, and that's why it's repeating it.
Blank. Period. E. V. I. R. D.
So I just hit the left arrow key.
R. V.
A lot of these messages are going to be in read-only edit boxes, and usually by default, they will disappear after a specified amount of time. That's another reason why you are hearing the same message multiple times, and I'm going to leave those in there so you can hear what your Bard Express should sound like.
378.2 MB in 3 items selected read only edit. List view. Checked not selected Lords of the Sith colon Star Wars 114.5 MB. 1 of 3.
So by default it checked that and I'm going to press the space bar because I don't want that to be removed.
Space. Not checked selected. Checked Star Wars colon A New Hope semicolon The Empire Strikes Back semicolon Return of the Jedi 164.3 MB. Check Star Wars colon Episode 1 The Phantom Menace 99.4 MB.
So I'm going to actually uncheck all of these, but I just wanted you to see how this worked.
Space. Not checked. Check Star Wars colon A New Hope Sep.
Actually, I'll delete that one.
Uncheck all button. OK button.
And there was an uncheck all plus all and an OK button, so I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Copy to cartridge. Transferring please wait colon read only edit. Transferring please wait colon read only edit transferring
now it says copying to cartridge
72%
but it's really not it's copying to my SD card
100% Bard Express dialog copied 1 of 1 books would you like to eject the drive yes button alt plus y
So it says, would you like to eject the drive, yes or no? And it's the way that you can safely remove your SD card or your cartridge from your computer. If you wanted to copy other things to your SD card, cartridge, what have you, you would say no. But since I do want to eject the card, I'm going to say yes.
Y. Copy to cartridge button. Alt plus C. Book details button. Alt plus B. Bookshelf colon audiobooks dash 2 items. Press F1 for help list view. Champions of the Force, Anderson Kevin J. 1 of 2.
So now we are back on our bookshelf with our audiobooks selected, and the Champions of the Force is the one that I copied to my card. So now we're going to see if this worked. I'm going to turn my stream on and insert the SD card into it.
Welcome to Victor Reader. 0. Books. No media.
Hold key 1 to enter or exit the built-in user guide.
And now I'm inserting the SD card into the Victor stream.
Volume. Talking Books. 7. Books. 3.
Champions of the Force. The Jedi Academy Trilogy, Volume 3. By Kevin J. Anderson.
And there it is. So if I wanted to press play.
40279. Champions of the Force, the Jedi Academy Trilogy, Volume 3, by Kevin J. Anderson.
One really neat thing about this Bard Express application is that it was smart enough to know that I had a SD card that was in the Victor Reader stream. And for those that are familiar with the Victor Reader stream, digital talking books go into a folder called $VRDTB. The Bard Express app noticed there was a $VRDTB folder on my SD card, and it magically put it in the proper place so that I can play it on my stream. And I'm going to turn off the stream. I have connected my NLS cartridge to my computer via the USB cable, and I'm going to transfer the other book to my Bookport DT. And the reason I chose the Bookport DT is it has a slot on the front to insert the NLS cartridge. I do not have an NLS player. So I'm going to hit the down arrow key.
Missing colon a private novel Patterson James / Fox Catherine.
And like before, I'm going to tab to the copy to cartridge button, even though this is a cartridge, and the other time it was an SD card.
Copy to cartridge button.
Press space.
Space. Pick a destination USB device colon list view. H colon back.
And I just tabbed, and for whatever reason, it still says that it's drive H. So that's fine. Drive H is the only drive that I have external USB media on.
Check delete existing books from drive before copy checkbox. Alt plus D.
And I'm going to uncheck that because I do not want that to happen this time.
Space. Not checked.
And I'm going to tab.
OK button.
And press Enter.
Alt plus O. Enter. 2%. Transferring please wait colon read only edit. Transferring please wait colon. Read only edit. Transferring please wait colon missing colon a private novel. 82%. 100%. 100%. Bard Express dialogue. Copied 1 of 1 books. Would you like to eject the drive? Yes button.
And again, I'm going to eject the drive because I'm not going to put anything else on this cartridge.
Enter. Copy to cartridge button. Alt plus C.
Now we are back to the copy to cartridge button, and I can remove my cartridge from the computer and insert it in the Bookport DT and see if it worked. And here's the cartridge, and we're going to insert it.
USB Daisy title.
Missing. A private novel.
Author.
Fox Catherine.
Publication date November 2000.
And I just pressed play, and here it is.
Beginning of title.
Missing. A private novel. By James Patterson and Catherine Fox. DB.
Just a quick note that in these demonstrations, you saw each player go directly to the book. That may or may not be the case for you and your players. If you have multiple books on your stream or on your NLS cartridge, for example, it may not go to that specific book. So you'll need to use the navigation method that you are familiar with for your player to get to that book. I'm going to remove the NLS cartridge and I'm going to turn off the book port.
Power save mode. Hold the power key for power off. Power off.
One more thing I wanted to show you before you bring this tutorial to a close. I'm going to press Control M to go back to the main menu.
Control M. Main menu, press F1 for help.
And then I'm going to press Shift Tab.
Manage devices button. Preferences Control P button.
And press Space.
Space. Back to main menu button. Preferences, press F1 for help, read only, edit.
And I'm going to press Tab to move through the preferences dialog.
Cartridge copy mode. Checked, allow multiple books on cartridges and devices, radio button. 2 of 2.
So you can have multiple books on devices or cartridge. I'm going to press the arrow keys to change the option.
Checked, limit one book on a cartridge or USB device, radio button.
Or you can limit one book. By default, it's set to multiple books.
Checked, allow.
So I'm going to change that back, and then we're going to press Tab.
Display mode. Checked, standard mode, colon, only one item at a time can be selected to copy, delete, download, etc. Radio button. 1 of 2.
So what you saw earlier was us only working with one book. If you turn this on, I'm going to press the arrow keys to change the option.
Checked, advanced mode, colon, checkboxes are displayed so that multiple items can be operated on at once.
So you can download multiple books at one time, copy multiple books to your cartridge at one time, etc. So I'm going to press the Tab key because I kind of like that feature.
Result message display time. This setting controls how long informational messages are displayed when you browse and search for books. Tap once, then down arrow to set this slider to a larger value to give your screen reader more time to read the message. Read only, edit.
As you were noticing while we were going through this tutorial, when you were downloading a book, it would say one download complete. That was a message box, and then it would disappear after a set amount of seconds. So I'm going to press the Tab key.
5 second delay. Left right slider. 5 second delay.
And by default it is set to 5 seconds. I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
6 second delay. 7, 8 second, 9 second delay.
And I'm going to left, hit right the slider. Left arrow key.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 second, 2, 1. Result message will not be shown. Left right slider.
So result you can message. Actually turn that message off if you so choose to.
1 second, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds.
I set mine back to 5 seconds.
Bookshelf directory left paren leave blank for the default colon C colon backslash users backslash Chris.
That is where your books are stored when you download them to your computer. They are stored within your documents in a folder called bard backslash bookshelf within your documents folder.
You can enter a custom bookshelf directory name here. Edit.
You can enter a custom bookshelf if you so choose to. I don't feel it's necessary, so I'm going to hit the Tab key.
Choose a different directory button. View directory location in Windows Explorer button. Back to main menu button.
And then as we were going through this tutorial, we also saw press F1 for help. So let's see what that does really quickly.
F1. Download Bard Express. Page has 5 headings and no links. Preferences. Heading level 1 preferences. This view is where you will select your display copy and save location preferences for Bard Express. Heading level 3 cartridge copy mode, list of 2 items, bullet limit 1 book on.
So basically what it did was it loaded the web browser, and because I had it open from when we downloaded Bard Express, it just gained focus and loaded this portion of an HTML document. So you have your standard Windows screen reader navigation commands to navigate through the topics of interest.
Display mode head, result message display time, bookshelf location head, wrapping to top. Preferences head.
And as you can see, it wrapped to the top and I can read my title bar.
Title is Bard Express dash preferences. Help for Bard Express dot press Alt F4 to exit help. Heading is preferences.
So we can press Alt F4 to exit help.
Alt F4. Back to main menu.
We are now placed back into preferences. I'm going to press Control M to go to the main menu.
Control M. Main menu.
And then I'm going to press Alt F4 to close BART Express.
Alt F4.
Now what I'm going to do really, really quickly is I'm going to press Windows D to go to the desktop.
Windows D. Folder view, list view. Mozilla Thunder.
And then I'm going to press B until I get to BART Express.
B. Becky. B. Buy WinCattle. B. BART Express checked.
And there it is, and I'm going to press enter. I just want to show you that once you log in, you don't have to log in again. BART Express will remember your account information.
Enter. Logging in ... read only edit. Logging in ... Login successful. Welcome to BART. Press tab and shift dash tab to move through the main menu.
So as you can see, we are back in BART Express. And I did not need to sign in. The final thing that I wanted to touch on is the menu bar when you are in BART Express. You might ask yourself, okay, so BART Express automatically logs me in. What if I don't want to do that anymore? Like any Windows application, it has a menu bar across the top of the screen. And to get there, you press the Alt key.
Menu bar. Account.
There's a count, and I'm going to press the right arrow key.
View. V.
Again.
Help. H.
Again.
Account. A.
And then we are back to account. I'm going to press the down arrow key to access the items within the account menu.
Menu. Account menu. Unavailable login ... I.
So login is not available because I'm already logged in. I'm going to hit the down arrow key.
Logout.
Log out, and it shows the logged in email address. I'm going to down arrow.
Library information ...
There's your library information.
Unavailable system message ... S. Unavailable login ... I.
And I'm going to press escape.
Escape. Submenu.
Then I'm going to hit the right arrow key to go to view.
Menu bar. View. V.
Now I'm going to hit the down arrow key.
Menu. View menu. Main menu control M. M. Bookshelf control B. B. Wish list control W. W. Preferences control P. P. Recently added control R. R. Most popular control D. M. Browse subjects control J. B. Browse series control G. B. Browse magazines control I. B. Search barred control S. S. Announce current view in screen reader control Q.
If you forget what view you are in, whether you're in recent books, most popular books, you can press control Q and that will announce the view that you are currently in. Or you can just use your screen reader's read title bar command and that should give you the same thing.
Submenu items per page. I.
If you don't like the default of 50 items per page, you can go into this item and change it to whatever you would like. Say you wanted to show 500 items per page, you can do that. But keep in mind, the more items that you display per page, the slower it's going to be to come back when you do the search or you switch from page to page.
Font size larger. F.
And here are some low vision options that we can adjust.
Unavailable font size smaller. Column configuration ... C.
Pressing enter on this item brings you into a list of checkboxes and an OK button. You can use this item to customize the items that you want displayed within your columns when you're up and down arrowing through your search results. For example, you can turn off the title or the author, or you can turn on the running time. It's all up to you.
Main menu control M. M.
Now we're back to the first item in the view menu, so I'm going to hit escape.
Escape. Submenu. Submenu view.
Then I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Menu bar. Help. H.
Now we are in help. We can hit the down arrow key and see what we have under help.
Menu. Help menu. Getting started ... G. Check for updates ... C.
Here's where you can check for updates if you choose to.
Help dot dot dot. H.
And here is another way to get to help. So instead of pressing F1, you can press Alt H and then down arrow to help, and it will give you the same help. It is also context aware, which is really, really nice.
Keyboard commands. K.
Activating this item will give you a page where you can browse all keyboard commands related to Bard Express. To exit, press Alt F4.
About dot dot dot. A.
Pressing enter on this item will give you two read-only edit boxes and an OK button. The first read-only edit box is the currently installed version of Bard Express, and the second read-only edit box is the support email address where you can email questions, comments, suggestions to the National Library Service.
Getting started dot dot dot. G.
And now we're back to getting started, so I'm going to hit the Alt key to exit the menu bar.
Leaving menus.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this tutorial on Bard Express. Happy reading!
The preceding program is copyright 2017 by Mystic Access. All rights reserved. For further information regarding the comprehensive tutorials, personalized services, and fully accessible products offered by Mystic Access, please visit www.mysticaccess.com.
The preceding podcast is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact us, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. Call us 716-543-3323 and press 2 to reach our Mystic Access podcast comment line. Email us at show@mysticaccesspodcast.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mysticaccess. Would you like to spread the word about our podcasts? Please tell your friends and colleagues to visit us at www.mysticaccesspodcast.com. If you enjoy what you hear on our podcasts, feel free to leave us an iTunes rating and review. We certainly appreciate those. Also, you may feel free to use our podcasts in your own RSS feed. Just be sure that all of our contact information is left intact. Thanks for spreading the word, and thanks for listening. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode.